it off your to-do list.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Adam Gorightly joining us this week for the final hour of this episode of the Paracast. I'm Gene Steinberg, co-host is Greg Bishop. And Greg, ask your question, Adam, before our hourly break, and now it's your turn to give the answer.
I have no idea, and I kind of half remember what you asked me, Greg. I know we were talking about Boulay and how he wants his research presented in a scientific way and all the other odd angles he was looking into, such as in Messengers of Deception, that there was this trickster element involved with it, and it seemed like these things are trying to deceive us. And I think, why don't you rephrase your question again?
Well, my question, I think, that we started out with before I probably changed the subject, what do you think the source of the specifically UFO UFO sightings coming from? What do you think that source is? If you eliminate misidentifications and hoaxes and all the mundane things that can be explained, what do you think, at least personally right now, in your evolution of opinion, what causes the UFO reports? What are people seeing? What is the initializing factor that causes people to report aliens or things flying through the sky or whatever? I mean, I know it's a big question. It may be a bunch of different answers.
I think I have an answer for you. I don't believe any one specific thing, but this sounds pretty bizarre, but I think there are entities that have been with us here forever that take on different disguises or masks, or maybe it's our perception of them. Whatever, they are part of us. How's that for a vague metaphysical answer?
Are we getting into a collective unconscious?
That could be it too, Gene. Perhaps that's part of the phenomena.
You know what? Trying to get into this more all-encompassing boat here. Now, in doing research here, and Greg did a lot of the research before we got you on here, finding questions we can ask you to embarrass the hell out of you.
Mm-hmm.
It seems you gave a talk called "Were the 1950s Contactees Ritual Magicians at Roswell?" Does he mean Roswell, New Mexico?
Yes.
Okay. So now, I'm curious. Tell me more.
The lecture was based, the starting point was that psychedelic UFO experience, and how I stated at the beginning of it, you know, what if we saw some UFOs? No one would believe us, and that I unintentionally planted a seed there for those experiences. And I go into the whole John Keel thing about the super spectrum and entering trance states. And I looked at the 50s contactees and connected a lot of dots. Most of those early contactees, it was all based on entering into trance states, conjuring up these entities, whether they were aware of that or not. It seemed like all of the experiences had to do with either unwitting or witting conjuration of these entities.
You mean even George Adamski seeing the flying saucer land in the California desert?
I think so, because if you look at Adamski's background, prior to all of that, he had written a... let me say, first of all, maybe it was a hoax on Adamski's part, but... you know, if you look at Adamski's background, he wrote a science fiction novel many years before his supposed encounter with the UFO-nauts, where he was talking about an experience with UFOs, and he also spent some time with putting together something called the Royal Order of Tibet, which was basically some type of group into metaphysical experiences. So he had that whole background of being involved in esoteric thoughts and Eastern mysticism and writing a novel about UFOs before his experiences. And he was involved with George Hunt Williamson, who was somebody who definitely, according to his own work, conjured UFOs, used basically something akin to a Ouija board to conjure UFOs, practice Enochian chants, a system of magic to conjure UFOs. So it was a whole group of people, Adamski, George Hunt Williamson, George Van Tassel, Robert Short was another one who admits that he used these methods, channeling methods, to bring down the UFO knots. Basically, if you look at all the UFO contactees, it's more of a religious movement. There were, basically mystics.
So maybe they were bringing ET as a mechanism to convey the information, like that statement that Adamski was quoted as saying, sometimes you have to go through the back door to get to the truth.
Perhaps that was their design. Maybe they didn't know what they were consciously doing. Maybe they tapped into some unconscious element, like you mentioned before. Maybe they did tap into, open a doorway to these, as Matt Tony's called them, the crypto-terrestrials or the ultra-dimensionals of John Keel.
Well, they would never know, or just would use it as a matter of convenience. Of course, there are a couple of contactees who have maybe different experiences. We have Orfeo Angelucci. Orfeo Angelucci mentioned in Nick Redfern's book on contactees, where he sat with his military guy who gave him, in a diner, believe it or not, some kind of drug, maybe a psychedelic. And then he sees things, of course, shades of what happened to you. And then we have the experience of Howard Menger, who met with me and Jim Moseley at a diner across from 303 Fifth Avenue in New York. How do I remember this stuff? I take vitamin B12. Helps keep the mind fertile. And he says maybe he was part of a government disinformation experiment.
That could be. You bring up Angelucci. I just read Redfern's book on the contactees, and that's interesting. His first sighting. A lot of these happened in 1952, which is an interesting date. We can talk about that more, but
we'll talk about now. Why is 1952 so significant?
When I put this lecture together on the UFO contactees, I was looking at a few things. Contactees who apparently had entered into trance states, and I think it looked like most of them had, and that seemed to all have happened in 1952. And so you start looking at, and where did this happen? A lot of it was in the California desert, so maybe they happened on power points or power spots where there was energy happening with ley lines and those type of things. And maybe 1952 was critical because it's interesting. There's a website called temporaldoorway.com, and I'm not sure if it's still there, but it basically does statistical analysis of all these UFO sightings. What are the peak years? 46 was a peak year, 52 was a peak year, and a number of other years, which I talked about in my lecture. So I think something was going on, and I bring in the whole Aleister Crowley, Jack Parsons, Lamb. Did they open up a doorway for these entities? Jack Parsons, and I'm going off maybe perhaps on a little tangent here.
I'll tell you what, before we go on a bigger tangent, a temporal pathway. We have our own temporal pathway, and it's one we have to break for our neighbors. Our guest is Adam Gorightly. The co-host is Greg Bishop. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hi, this is Tamar from Namecheap. We're a domain name and web hosting company, and we really care about our customers. With domain name purchases, Namecheap offers free SSL and free WhoisGuard for a year to protect your identity from spammers. Most importantly, we care about you. If you'd like to learn more, please visit us at radio.namecheap.com, radio.namecheap.com, for web hosting and domain name specials. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Namecheap or become a fan of ours on Facebook at facebook.com/Namecheap. See you online.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
Those strange laughs come from Adam because he appreciates the strange way in which Greg Bishop identifies the show or not. As co-host, you see, the co-host always has to say the words "the Paracast" in some totally ridiculous way. I am the totally ridiculous Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. And we're talking to Adam Gorightly. Are you totally ridiculous?
Sometimes, yeah. I think you should do the, when the co-host does the Paracast, you also should take on the, like, teenager who's totally bored to be there saying, the Paracast.
We can have you record this teenage thing. You see, I am so old and so far removed from being a teenager, I cannot duplicate the sound. I can ask my son. He's only 24.
I'm not sure if I did that well either, but you know how the teenage kid, he's looking down, I'm bored to be here, Dad, kicking around his feet in the Paracast.
Yeah, it's the Paracast. Or we could do the Jewish way. Aye, the Paracast. I was going to do the Jerry Lewis way, but then I can't do a good imitation of Jerry Lewis.
You did
Lewis.
That before we came on and blow out my speakers.
Yeah.
And it will not be done on the air. Nobody's going to let us do this. Adam, let's get back into the swing of things here. Okay, let's move more to the present here. Okay, we don't have endless amounts of time. This is your first chance to be on here. There will be others if you pay us enough, but seriously. Okay, taking the UFO mystery, there's a perception out there that the UFOs, the ones that first visited us in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, they're gone. We don't see too many anymore. They don't care about us anymore. Although there seem to be plenty of sightings. What's your perception?
Let's say that one more time, Gene.
The perception, therefore, being that the original UFOs, whatever they might be, have left us.
Mm-hmm.
No opinion.
And think they have left us? Or what do you think happened? Why the change in the UFOs and the way that whatever it is interacts with us?
I got you. You're indicating the phenomena has changed since the old school UFOs compared to the visitations of today.
Is it a cultural change, a physical change, because we're seeing different creatures? What do you think?
I think you once get into that those cultural filters, and I mean this is ground. You guys have covered before, but, you know, back in the old days of the 50s, the contactees, I mean, going back to the turn of the century, they were seeing airships, you know. And then the technological age comes along, and we start seeing these crude saucer things that you saw in the old science fiction movie. We're not really seeing that motif anymore. I think it's once again just comes back to perception. I really, in my gut, don't feel that we're being visited by ETs. I think it's all wrapped around this enigma of these strange creatures and these visions we have on this planet, and how we perceive them and describe them, and I think that's where it's at.
It's part of an age-old phenomenon that's been part and parcel of our experience?
Yeah, exactly. I'd be hesitant to say I believe any one theory 100%. Who am I to say that ETs haven't visited us? It could very well have happened, but from my own experiences and what makes sense to me is that this planet itself is strange enough. There's a lot of undiscovered realms. There's, you know, what's the thing people say about the ocean, how we really know very little about what is going on under the sea or inside the earth and in the atmosphere. I think it's a mysterious planet. ETs, you know, whether they visit it or not, I think the world is strange enough with or without them.
Of course, the way things are going now, we are discovering more and more evidence of life in outer space. We have water on the moon, so we can get a glass if it gets too cold there once we inhabit that place. But the point being, life is ubiquitous around the universe. Or is this reality just change around us as we grow? What we see, what we observe expands because we're expanding our reality.
Well, I think so, indeed. And, you know, going back to the whole psychedelic experience, for me, what that did was the question reality thing, the seeing what basically that experience reveals to you is that the world isn't necessarily as the way you see it. It opens up, once again, it could be seemingly delusion, but for me it revealed a lot of, made me see another truth, of...
What do you say then to the people who say, well, UFOs are ET, it's nuts and bolts, and all this other stuff is fantasy, it's drug-induced, etc., etc.?
Show me the money. Show me the evidence. Has there been any evidence of nuts and bolt craft?
Well, we go back to the traditional hardware-type UFOs. We talk about the extraordinary maneuvers, the radar sightings, the photographs, the trace evidence that Ted Phillips and others are examining. What are they after if it's not physical?
You might well ask the same thing about the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot.
Well, why not?
Well, there's a point there, and I think Adam knows what I'm getting at.
And maybe explain that to our listeners.
Well, the fact that you can't see, get an example of these things would tend to make people, it should tend to make people think that maybe they're not physical in the way we think of things of being physical. They have the appearance of it can have the appearance of it at least for a time, but that fades away somehow.
And then maybe it's a holodeck. Okay, maybe the UFO mystery, all these other mysteries, it's a holodeck. We're seeing something that's being generated to hide from the real phenomenon, whatever it is, or we're seeing a window into another universe.
I think, Adam can elaborate on this. I think that's part of it. But I also think the minute we start saying it could possibly be this, and then, bring up Star Trek or bring up some idea that we can get a handle on, that the definition of it or whatever it is immediately runs to another area of the room and we can't put our fingers on it.
Sounds like quantum physics to me.
It seems to have been doing that for 50 years.
The UFO mystery is quantum physics, maybe. Adam Gorightly is joining us. Greg Bishop is the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times.
What is it?
It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Adam Gorightly here for two more segments on the PowerCast. I'm Gene Steinberg. Red Bishop is the co-host. So, Adam, let's talk about that possibility. Maybe our perception of UFOs changes what we perceive.
I think so. How's that for a simple answer?
And how about making it complex and explaining to listeners who say, what the heck did he say?
Well, I think we've kicked around this before, but... It's the whole cultural filters, it's your own personal filters, it's your own life experiences.
Yes, but that's what you think the reality is. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that when you see it, it's quantum physics, you're changing it by the very nature of seeing it.
Ah, the interacting part of it. I think that goes on, how that happens, why that happens. I can't articulate that. I don't know why, but definitely seemed to occur in my own experiences with going back to that, to those weird UFO things. It seemed to, you know, we saw 7 or 8, I forget the exact number of UFOs that night, and they started off as your classical shapes. Then they became weirder and more cartoonish, and I don't know if I've ever thought of it exactly like this, but it seemed like they were getting more playful, and maybe myself and my friend, our input was getting more playful and interacting with whatever that weird energy was.
Or they were putting on a show for your benefit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Where does the, you know, where do you draw the line between the observer and the observed? At the time we saw those things, we definitely, there was a demarcation between, it seemed to us that we were just witnessing something that was totally outside our realm of influence. The more I think about it, the more I think that it was all us and something else going on there. I've never really talked this deep about the experience, but...
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, and it's something... my thoughts about it continue to evolve. Obviously, I'm still talking about this. This happened in 1978, so some time has passed. If this didn't have an effect or have some meaning in my life, I wouldn't be talking about it now.
Now, someone's going to ask us, and I'll just raise the question, you have a day job, or is this it?
I do have a day job. I don't want to comment on that. That's kind of why I use a pseudonym, to distance myself and my real-world job from these bizarre topics I talk about.
Okay, so it's not Adam Go Rightly.
Sometimes it is.
Okay.
Sometimes it's the wrong Reverend Higini Kundalini of the Church of Unwavering Indifference. But yeah, Go Rightly is a pseudonym.
Okay. And you will never tell us who you really are.
Oh, I probably will at some point. The reason I started using the pseudonym, I actually wrote an article called UFOs, LSD, and Me, relating this whole experience. And I didn't want to go on record saying I'd use a certain psychoactive substance because of my real-world life and occupation and how that might be viewed negatively by...
He's got a respectable job, Gene.
Oh, one of those.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I don't know about those. It's been many years since I've had a respectable job, so I don't understand this concept.
Yeah.
Well, you have a respectable job, too, Greg. You're kind of almost normal. So you have a life, and then you do this. This is your other life, your other dimension.
It's different for a lot of people because they'll have respectable jobs, in, especially in different areas of the country. If you're in the entertainment industry, people expect you to be eccentric, so it's okay for me to talk about weird stuff. So for Adam, it's not really, and I try to just respect that with him, although I've known his real name for about the last two or three minutes now. I've known it for a while. But
the point is
that you get, one, that part of your life gets affected, and two, the kind of things that especially that Adam writes about, you sometimes get people coming by who you don't really want coming by and bothering, you know, your family and your neighbors and all that. So there's that part of it, too.
Adam?
What happened? Everybody gone.
Yes. Adam has heard us talking about him, and he thinks, you know, maybe I just stepped into this.
Well, I don't know. What I just said, is that not why you use the pseudonym?
That's basically it. I'm not so concerned about people approaching me and that type of thing. It's just a work-related matter. And in a few years, in about a year, I won't... be working anymore. I'll be able to retire. So, people want to know my real name. That's why I don't hide it from folks. It just makes it easier. I've been going along this path for a while, so it's amazing. Some of my fellow people I work with haven't caught on yet. But you know, we work here in a really small subculture.
Well, that raises an interesting question. Now, obviously, Greg's in the entertainment industry, so he can be an eccentric. And we assume, therefore, because you have a more normal, so to speak, day job. Now, do people at all, other than maybe your family, know about your other interests in the paranormal, conspiracy theories, and stuff like that?
I think so. You know, people I work with and people I know I consider friends, they know... he's kind of an oddball, and he has an interest in these things. He knows about somebody you can talk to, talk about conspiracies about, or UFOs. Indeed, so you know, part of it is perhaps working. Maybe or maybe not for a government entity and being concerned about how it would affect pensions and that type of stuff. So
you're telling us something here. You're hinting at something here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of the government, okay, and we talk about government experiments and disinformation, and now the movement to have disclosure, it's afoot. It's worse than ever. They want disclosure. You have various elements of the movement. You have exopolitics, etc. You have the book by Leslie Kane, a very straight and narrow book about UFOs that certainly inspires people to say, what does the government know? When did they know it? And why don't they tell us? So let me ask you, think the government knows about what's really going on?
I've given this a lot of thought, and I think they know some stuff. But it's not centralized in one big database where you could release it and say this is the truth about the ETs. I think the government, as it is, and you're talking about a bunch of different alphabet agencies and people collecting this information, they're probably as confused about it as we are. We're maybe... you mean greater or less confused. I don't think they're sitting on a gold mine. Hey, maybe they are, but my gut tells me that Stephen Bassett and that like are basically barking up a tree.
Whistling in the dark, as it were. And maybe mm-hmm. Major Donald Kehoe's silence group never existed. Adam Gilrightly joining us. He'll be back for one more session. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Greg Bishop. You're in
The Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, separating signal from noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hello from eFoods Direct. The end of October is around the corner, and there's no shortage of frightening news these days. Global financial meltdown, saber-rattling with Iran and other nations, worldwide drought and food shortages, more than 40 million Americans on food stamps, and tens of millions unemployed. Have eFoods Direct help ease your fears this fall season with free shipping on all orders placed between now and November 1st. Every dollar you spend will buy food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping throughout the continental United States. When you have a supply of delicious, nutritious food from eFoods Direct, your future is fearless and the shipping is free. That's free shipping on all eFoods Direct food products. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
The final session, this time anyway, with Adam Gorightly, although after this he may never want to come back. We get too deep and dark and dirty in asking him questions. Our co-host is Greg Bishop. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Greg, why don't you carry the ball for this session?
Sure. We were talking earlier about frauds and perhaps people who are people we've come across, you've come across. There was something you wrote for my old zine a long time ago. A little while back, that I always liked the article and it always fascinated me. It was about Carlos Castaneda, and the gist of the article, which was like had to be in three parts because it was so long, is that he was a huge fraud. Is that not a fair assessment? But the thing was that he was a fraud. But the thing was that there was important things said there. What's your opinion of Castaneda? And if people don't know who Castaneda was, maybe you can give a slight background.
Boy, it's weird. I've gone on shows, you know, in recent times. I brought up Castaneda, like on Tim Banal's show. I was talking about different pieces I wrote, and he's like, "Who's Carlos Castaneda?" I think Banal does a good job and all that, but he's a younger dude.
Yeah.
growing up in the late 60s, 70s, those books were as influential as, you know, like The Hobbit during that period. They were huge successes about Carlos Castaneda and his adventures going into Mexico and meeting with a brujo, a magic man. He turned him on to these different psychoactive drugs that showed him a separate reality, and this was his teacher. And once they evolved beyond the drugs, Don Juan, who was his teacher, continued to instruct him with different techniques and different ways of using your mind to see a separate reality. So that's Carlos Castaneda, a bunch of books. What was the first one? The Teachings of Don Juan, and then there was A Separate Reality, and whole series of books. And so the piece I wrote for you, and boy, back in those days, I was not sparse in my word count. And so that was like several thousand words, and you broke it up into three articles. And a lot of it, I referenced the book by Richard DeMille, who looked at Castaneda and basically shown in his books that it would have been hard for Carlos Castaneda to actually meet with Don Juan and have all those experiences. DeMille was a contemporary of Castaneda, I think it was UCLA, and how Castaneda had really written a fictional novel or some type of treatment about an experience with a magical Bruju of this type, a shaman, back before he even met Don Juan. So that's what I kind of wrote about in that article. But I also, even though, you know, I felt he was a quote-unquote fraud, he was in his own right a teacher, like a lot of great writers are, you know. He was an exceptional writer, putting forth, you know, the messages he was sending out to folks about breaking free from consensus reality, like Robert Anton Wilson and Finding Your Own Path, or as Castaneda termed it, a way of heart.
The point of the article, I thought, was, yeah, well, so, this is what we said sort of about John Keel. Yeah, some of it might have been made up. Some of the twist, the truth was twisted, but the basic message is important and should be heard. And after reading the article, I didn't really feel fooled by Castaneda. I just felt that it was, I looked at it in a different way. Because, yeah, I read those books when I was in junior high school, and I'd never taken any drugs, and I had, but they were fascinating to me. Just like the Adamski books and all those things were to me at the time. Yeah, that article turned out, I got some letters about that article, and some people were angry about it, and I thought, well, too bad. Another person they got angry about, and I wanted to bring up, and we haven't talked about him for a while, is Ira Einhorn.
Yeah. Interesting. Why don't you give a little background on Einhorn, then I'll tell you my experience.
Einhorn was basically a kind of a networker in the psychedelic and psychic movements of the 1970s. He is considered one of the founders of Earth Day. He was basically a promoter, a real good promoter and synthesizer of information. Sometime in the late 70s, they found his girlfriend dead and stuffed in a trunk in his apartment, and he fled the country saying that he had been framed and the CIA had done it because he knew too much about what the government knew about psychedelics or flying saucers or something. And he left, and then he got found and brought back to the United States. But while he was still on the lam and he was found, Adam actually found him, struck up a correspondence with him, and put me in touch with the guy, and he did an interview for the magazine, which was one of the, I think, probably one of the better things that was in the magazine while it was going in Excluded Middle. So maybe Adam can go into a little bit of how he got in touch with him, what kind of relationship he had with Einhorn, who is now serving a life sentence in Pennsylvania in prison.
Yeah, a lot of the criticism you get, what do you want to interview a murderer? But I wanted to know more about the story. You interacted with Andre Puharik, and according to Einhorn, he helped edit Belay's Messengers of Deception, and he was part of that group that Puharik was working with in Ossining, New York, that were looking into psychic phenomena and UFOs. So I have a way of attracting kooks or networking with people, and somewhere along the line, I don't even remember exactly, someone I was networking with was in contact with Einhorn, who at that time was in France, and I started an email conversation, and we did an interview, which ended up being published in Greg's, I don't think, yeah, it did show up in the magazine, but the full interview was in your anthology of Wake Up, called Wake Up Down There.
We didn't have any pictures of him, so I sent him a roll of film, and his girlfriend or wife took pictures of him, and then he sent it back. And that was kind of a weird thing to have. It was a roll of black and white film, and it came back, and there are pictures that he took, and he had a picture of him holding up a copy of the magazine.
Great stuff. And it's, you talk about government or some type of surveillance for somebody, but definitely during the period I was exchanging emails with Ira Einhorn, we were under surveillance, because I remember one time getting back a weird truncated email, and it basically said to me that you are being monitored.
Hmm. Why do you think they were still monitoring Einhorn after all these years? Granted, they were trying to extradite him back to the United States at that point.
Oh, it might have been Interpol or whoever is involved, but that was during the period they were trying to extradite him from France. And so I'm sure every message he was sending out and receiving, people are keeping an eye on it.
I'll tell you what, though, this is a story that has some fascinating possibilities that we'd love to explore, but we don't have the time. Adam, go right late. Tell our listeners what you might be working on, where they can find more of the things that you do.
They can go to AdamGoRightly.com. My books are up on Amazon. I have a new book, and we didn't even talk about the Manson family, but I told Greg I was totally burned out on the subject, so that's good. We didn't have to go there. But with that being said, there's a wonderful volume called The Who's Who of the Manson Family. For those people who are into the whole Manson family story and have all the different books, this is a handy guide of knowing all the different people involved and all the different names they had. And so check that out. It's on Amazon. I have a blog at GoRightly at dirt.wordpress.com where I have a lot of interesting things put up. And we didn't even talk about the Charlie Chaplin time traveler story. But
I'll tell you what, we'll have to do that on another occasion, Adam, when we have you back. Greg Bishop, where do we find more of your stuff?
Well, more recently, probably at RadioMysterioso.com. And some of my writing archived for the last few years at UFOMystic.com and occasionally new stuff every few weeks.
Greg Bishop, thanks for being our co-host this week. Adam GoRightly, thank you for joining us this week on the PowerCast.
Thanks.
The PowerCast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.